These are recollections of Turner Ashby. Memories of the years when the oceans rose and the several states were separated asunder. Chapter 26. Now, cyberspace, I've been there. I've been in it and amongst it. I've been a traveler and at one time or another a captive. What does it feel like, you might ask? You might ask, what does it look like in there? Is it a palace, campground, forest, ballroom, bedroom, maybe a parlor? Mainly cyberspace, what we know of it, looks like a cartoon. There's a reason for this, a valid, obvious reason. Cyberspace is not an accident. Most of what you see, what you experience when you're in there, is a product of a number of people, thousands of people, mostly boys, limited imaginations. So most of the code, most of the decoration, most of cyberspace looks like the back lot of an aged cowboy motion picture studio, or maybe the back pages of a graphic novel. Mazes of corridors, false fronts, fast cars, big titties, and machine guns. Been that way for close to 100 years. Now, when Lady Fitzgerald grabbed my hand and said, follow me, Turner, follow me now. We ran by all that stuff, didn't pay no mind. Ran by the colors, the Warner Brother backdrops, and the loose and repetitive details. Ran by the sounds of the shutters of cameras. They don't have reflex lenses. Digital pictures don't need to go click. But in cyberspace, they do. They always will. We ran by faces, and kitty cats, and assumed expressions with no emotion. Ran by waterfalls that were never wet and had never fallen. Cyberspace is based on illusion. And although I'd be the first to suggest that human race is often failed and fickle species, I'd have to say that I have to include myself, that we are experts at illusion. We are the universe's best pretenders, and cyberspace is a perfect place for human beings to pretend to be what they're not very, very good at, being human beings. Lady stopped at a door in a corridor that was off another corridor that was off another corridor. That's how cyberspace works. So there was a door. It had a knob and a touchpad. Lady mumbled to herself, gimme, come on. What is it? This must be one. She turned to me. She looked anxious and serious. Turner, what's my name? I didn't ask what she meant. I just told her, I said, Lady Fitzgerald. No, my real name, Turner, my real full name. You kidding? Do I look like I'm kidding, Turner? Eliza Jean Louise Sturt Fitzgerald, I said. It is, isn't it? My mother had a way of going overboard, now didn't she? She'd just call you Sassafras, like all us little boys did. Shh, 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 shh. Lays cut me off. I got to concentrate. They're catching up. And I'm forgetting everything. Who's catching up? The door popped open, squeaky hinges, because that's what doors are supposed to do. So cyberspace says they squeak, even though they're not really doors or nothing there. Finally, Lady said, I always hated my fool name. We stared into that room of rows and rows of chicken wire storage units with more keypad locks. Looked like a basement of a South Side Richmond Garden apartment complex that had been through the floods. Feels like a prison in here. Smells like a prison, I said. Why do computers always feel like prisons? If you can't type in a passcode, it is a prison. Or winter without a coat, something like that. Or metaphor without simile, I said. How come you're forgetting? Well, because we're not really in here, Turner. We're not in my brain. We're in a clone, in a backup of my brain. Wouldn't use my real chip, not my real brain. Sweetheart, there you are. Peter. Lays turned and looked around. It was Peter Starr. He was down one of those interminable digital corridors, The long carpet and dim flickering lights made it look like a hall of the second floor of a Motel 12. Smelled like Motel 12, too. Peter was way down that hall, getting bigger, coming towards us. Oh, Peter. Come on, this way. But I just got into this cache, Peter. Don't have time, come on. I need a couple minutes. We don't have time. Peter's star had been approaching quick, not walking. You don't walk in cyberspace. You just kind of hop from grid to grid. You slide. If you're working with good code, you just sort of slip and slide from space to space. Peter slipped by me, hardly noticed me. Got to get you out of here. Peter froze and pixeled for a second, then came back. You look good, sweetheart. The lady smiled. You look good too, Peter. She leaned. Oh, it's so good to see you. He gave her a pixel kiss on the cheek. Come on, we got work to do. Lays looked at me. Come on, Turner, let's get going out of here. Peter easily slid to block my digital way. Not him, just you. No, Peter, we got to take Turner. What would he do in here all by himself? Leave him. Peter, I can stay. I volunteered, hoping nobody would really take me up on that offer. I didn't truly have the yearning to camp out in the backup hard drive of the brain of the woman I desperately loved more than anything else in the world. Especially her taking off with the man she was supposed to marry. It's awful. He's in your way, Peter said to Lays. What do you mean he's in my way? He's just Turner. Lays explained, with the understanding you understand of what being just Turner would be like. Apparently something like luggage or maybe extra furniture in a corner or a dust bunny, perhaps. Might be just as humane to delete him, Star said. Peter, no, what's going on? I didn't want to tell you this, Lays, but there's something wrong with Turner. Something wrong about his chip, something off about it. It's interfering with your ability to allow us access into your files. My ability to allow you the ability to access me, so you say, Lays repeated. Who says? And I knew that answer. I knew who said. Suckerhauser, I said. Trey Suckerhauser. Shut up, Turner, Peter said. Now let's go. Peter reached out his hand to grab Lays by the arm, but her arm vanished and his hand pixeled and wavered. Lays let out a catch of her breath. Don't touch her, I said, and I put my image between the two of them in digital space, and frames and pixels jumped back and forth and flashed and decayed. You see, Lays? Peter said. He's doing it again. He's got some kind of connection, some kind of unnatural connection to your code. He's not part of the plan. The plan, I asked. Not everybody has to be part of the plan, Peter. Not everybody needs to be part of the plan. I'm pretty much sick of this damn plan. Just let Turner be. I don't need to be let be, I said. I can take care of my... Shut up, Turner, they both said. Peter continued on, explaining things like some arch bad guy explains things in a bad guy thriller movie. That's just the thing, Lays. You are a necessary part of this plan. You are a big, big part of it. But you are just a part, a cog in Suckerhauser's Carolina plan. You've got to remember that. You signed on. I didn't sign on to anything. I was just a little girl. There's no difference, you know that. You got signed on. You got no choice. You put the Fairlizers in motion. You put the states in motion. You put whatever's left of the internet in motion. And Suckerhauser says it will all fit. But remember this, and you remember it good. Unification can happen with or without you. And I want it to be with you, Lays. You've got to believe that. Because I do love you. And I want us to be together on the other side of this. I want us to be part of the same thing, the same new world, the same completeness. Well, our Lays swooned to that prosaic pile, Malaki, just like melted butter and on toast.
We'll have babies,
she moved toward him. All kind of babies. Peter smiled, and I realized I never promised her any babies. 20-year-old boys, they don't promise babies. As many as you want, Peter said, and he winked at me.
Oh, Peter, we'll get through this.
I know we will. Have you got the passcodes? Lays closed her eyes and sighed and fell into that fool's arms and broke my heart. Then an electrical scraping noise started up, probably the hard drive spinning, scraping. The corridors and partitions of our little end of cyberspace bent and folded like fancy origami. over and over onto themselves again and again and again. The walls got higher and then fell away and repeated the exercise. And a voice started singing. Might have been that Amy's voice. A single voice. And then that lone voice became maw and maw voices. And they all kept singing. Fair Liza, fair Liza, I'm fair Liza too. Oh, fair Liza, what shall we do? We will hasten to what was begun. We will hasten until our world is one. There are a million damn verses that damn song. And all those fair Liza seemed to want to sing, every one, and went on forever. It was deafening, touching, and gorgeous all at the same time. They're pushing on the memory. They're pushing on the available power, Peter said. I'm going to have to delete some of them. And so he did. Command, point, delete. Command, point, delete. And now and then you'd hear one fewer voice.
Peter, they're not doing any harm. Now, please, let me talk to them.
I got this. Peter was staring straight ahead, ignoring her. Command, point, delete. Command, point, delete. Turner, give us a hand. You know how to select a batch? I did, I said. I'd learned how to select a batch in second grade. Now, I take no solace in saying this. I make no excuses, but I panicked. When Peter said delete, I hit duplicate. Simple as that. Now, I knew cyberspace was big, but I had no idea just how big. Big enough to hold all those fair Lizas, and they just kept coming. It was like a sea, and we were going to drown in ones and zeros, and they just kept coming. Lays and I were pushed and shoved and separated from Peter Starr. We were pushed towards an edge. And here I must explain that we often perceive that we understand the concept of vastness. There are no words, no descriptions for the vastness of our own minds, the vastness that can come between our thoughts. And so it is with cyberspace. There's so much there, and so little has truly, truly been explored. There's a seldom visited part of cyberspace that's called Frontier. I know of very, very few people who've ever heard of it. Maybe a few programmers, and if they have heard of it, they have never returned. The vastness, the true vastness, is over a cliff. You don't want to jump. Nobody wants to jump. But there is gravity in cyberspace, and then you fall. Lays and I were pushed by the duplicating fair Lizas right to the edge. We came to that cliff. I looked over the edge and I wobbled slightly. Lays, what are we supposed to do? I asked. Jump. Now, as I've explained a number of times, I always do what I'm told when it comes to Lays Fitzgerald. I put my hand in hers and she's awfully squeezed it. And we jumped. Maw soon. Turner Ashby.